find out after every game on the Mavs Playoff Postgame Show. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We will be at North Texas Yamaha in Louisville. Stemmons and Garden Ridge Friday with the presentation from 3 until 7. We will have Rough Riders tickets, Widespread Panic tickets, and Cinemark movie passes. So come see us up there.
You know, one thing we didn't get into today, brought Lance Nix back up.
Yep, they did. We sure did, and he's playing center field tonight. Adrian Gonzalez back down to the minors.
Why did they even let him make the club?
I don't know.
I mean, what did that accomplish?
Well, I'd gave him a little bit more major league experience and positive major league experience. All right, it is 6:43 here on The Ticket. Hits. Brought to you by what? Expedia.com and Subaru. Here's Cobra once again.
All right, the list is out for the biggest fast food cities in all of America. Now, they got this. Judging from the number of fast food joints per capita, and the number of clinically obese human beings in the area.
I would think that Dallas has got to be up there pretty high.
They're real high.
Come on. Top five?
Top five.
Of all time?
Yeah.
They might be number one.
They're number two. We're number two. We have the most fast food joints, or the second most fast food joints, the second most clinically obese people in America. This is done by Men's Health Magazine, by the way. Houston.
The documentary Supersize Me?
Yeah.
Didn't the dude in that say that Houston or Texas was the only place where every time they would ask him if he wanted to supersize?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that movie.
He just asked you if you saw the movie, and you said yes.
I thought you said you know that movie, Supersize.
No, he said, didn't you see it? You said yes.
Oh, no. I'm aware of it.
It's ridiculous journalism.
I'm aware of it.
Awful broadcasting.
Slipshod reporting, boy.
Sorry.
Hey, you need to do yourself a favor. You should have seen that before you dug into this. Well, that'll open your eyes.
Is it that bad?
Snake.
Doesn't he gain 30 pounds in a month?
I don't know how much weight he gains, but just the changes in his body, his heart rate, his cholesterol, his overall sense of well-being, he just gets depressed, doesn't have much of an interest in sex. It's crazy.
Man, I don't know how people do that. And people eat that stuff every day, twice a day. They'll eat a full fast food meal twice a day. You know, get a Big Mac and fries, and then go back for a Whopper and fries. And like you said, they supersize it.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Louisville, Memphis, and Birmingham round off the top five as the South just kicks ass in the fast food poll.
Well, we're really separating ourselves, aren't we?
Yep, the South's going to rise again, man.
With lard.
I'll tell you what, that's one thing is in Boston, I saw hardly any fast food restaurants. I mean, I saw a couple of McDonald's, but other than that, I didn't see any. There was no Taco Bells or Burger Kings or anything like that.
Are they more prevalent in the South?
They're bound to be.
Because that's where the poor sect of people
Think
live?
About, like, New York City. I mean, you'll see one every once in a while. And then think of Dallas.
I mean, there's one on every intersection, every corner. I mean, they incorporate them into gas stations anywhere. They'll put one anywhere.
Hey, I've got a Taco Bell going up next door.
How weird would that be? There's like a teardown going on and
put
little
up a
sign
bell.
Says Taco Bell next to your house.
Future sights.
That'd be great. You don't see a lot of it out in...
I'd work there part-time and just flick ground meat into your yard.
There's a lot of it, though, in Surprise. There's plenty of fast food joints there in Arizona.
Sure.
And, a bunch of old rich people live there. I just can't believe
it. Well, it's more prevalent in newer southern cities than it is in older northern cities.
Well, that's true. Maybe there's laws against it.
It is based on drive-through.
That's a good point.
I mean, everybody in Dallas
because in
has
Dallas, we
three
don't,
cars.
I mean, as much as we want to utilize DART and think that DART's the greatest thing since sliced bread, still, I bet 0.25% actually use it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're trying to click the pin into the mic.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, actually, I was just sitting here thinking that you've got it farther away than I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
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 Two armed robbers accosted UNT students on two occasions today. In both instances, the robbers demanded the students' money and cellular phones. If I'm going to a college, I'm not going to UNT to rob it.
And all you're going to get is some sheet music and a sack of weed.
Yeah, some bad weed.
And a couple of third trombone charts.
Maybe it's too far to walk to Cornell.
In one case, a robber pistol whipped a victim. The UNT police chief said it was minor injuries. I don't believe he required any medical attention. The first attack occurred at 1 a.m.
Uh-oh.
The second took place at 3:30 a.m. Okay, well, I'm thinking that maybe these guys are just walking up, you know, in between the 8 and 10 o'clock classes and clocking some kid over the head. That's pretty ballsy, though, doing that on campus.
Well, not at 3:30. Who's going to be out then?
Hello.
Yeah.
In Denton?
You know what? Half that population's probably out. Well, no, you know what? They close the bars early in Denton, don't they? Isn't it 1 o'clock?
Yeah, and then they all move them to the frat houses on campus.
I played there as recent as 6 months ago, and Dan's and...
You can drink till 2 o'clock.
Absolutely,
there.
You can.
Well, why was it when I was in school there for the 1 year,
they
shut down the bars
it.
At midnight?
Because they changed it. It's different.
One
now.
On Saturday.
Yeah, man.
So it's 2 o'clock every night
they feared you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snake.
Quota. Might as well just go. I mean...
Well, it is
that's all you got.
It is 6:51.
Yeah.
All right, then let's gear up for the two-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next year on The Ticket.